You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Girls Golf is having an invitational at the Hayward Golf Course starting at 9 a.m. This invitational tournament will also include Barron, Cameron, Chautauqua, Cumberland, Flambeau, Ladysmith, Northwestern, Spooner, Unity, Luck, schools including Hayward. Again, 9 o'clock, Girls Golf Invitational starting at Hayward Golf Course at 9 a.m. Engage Knitting at the Library starts at 10 o'clock today. This will be at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library located at 10788 Highway 27. Join the fun whether you're a beginner or experienced knitter or prefer another craft or just like the camaraderie. For more information, call the library at 715-634-2161. Presentations on financial literacy will be held today at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. Starting at 2 o'clock, they will be talking about income taxes, and at 3:30, they will be discussing wealth management. Again, these are happening at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 State Highway 2777 in Hayward. Registration is recommended but not required. You can register by calling the library at 715-634-2161. Again, presentations on financial literacy, including income taxes, at 2 o'clock today, and at 3:30, wealth management. Ruby's Pop-Up Pantry is starting today at 4 o'clock until 6. Pop-Up Pantry is being held at the Hayward Wesleyan Church located at 10655 Nyman Avenue in Hayward. A $25 cash donation gets you two large boxes or a tote for food. Everyone who's hungry qualifies and will receive an abundance of grocery items. For more information on Ruby's Pantry, call 651-674-0009. Again, Ruby's Pop-Up Pantry starting at 4 o'clock today at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. Youth Night tonight at the Hayward Soccer Field starting at 5 o'clock as Hayward comes against Washburn Bayfield. Food truck, pizzas, snacks, 10% of everything goes to the soccer boosters. Check it out. Again, walk-on opening ceremony and halftime games will be held Youth Night, September 18th at 5 o'clock at the Hayward Soccer Fields. 9 a.m. on Friday, September 19th, open play will be held at the Northwest Connection Family Resources Facility at 15896 West 3rd Street. Open play is where you can join your friends and your children's friends or make some new ones in the kids' children's environment. A snack will be provided. This is, again, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources Facility. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open at the Spider Lake Youth Center located at 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward. Lots of food, meats, produce. Everyone's encouraged to come participate regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Spider Lake Northwoods Community Food Shelf being held at the Spider Lake Youth Center, just a few miles north of the Hayward Hospital on Highway 77. The LCL Farm is hosting a Harvest Fest on the 19th starting at noon. Join us at the University Farm to celebrate another successful growing season and harvest and enjoy some of these activities. A farm-to-table meal served at 5 o'clock, tractor rides, farm tour, kids' activities and games, and friendly outdoor competitions. The University Farm is located at 13457 West Frommel Road in Hayward. Again, a Harvest Fest being held at the Lucuderie Ojibwe University Farm at 12 p.m. and a meal to be served at 5. Boys varsity soccer for Hayward will be at the varsity field playing St. Croix Central at 4:30. Again, boys varsity soccer for Hayward, 4:30 at the Hayward varsity soccer field, a game against the St. Croix Centrals. Hayward girls varsity volleyball will start at 7 o'clock at Ashland High School. Again, the varsity team will be playing volleyball away at Ashland starting at 7 o'clock. Of course, the football game for Spooner will be at St. Croix Falls High School. Varsity football at 7 o'clock, St. Croix High Schools for Spooner. An outdoor movie will be hosted at the lot. The movie is How to Train Your Dragon. This will be shown at 8:15 until 10:15 at the lot, located at 10597 Kansas Avenue here in Hayward, right across the street from the WHSM studios. Movie starts at dusk. For more information, you can call 715-800-9938. Or check out their website, again, The Lot, offering an outdoor movie, How to Train Your Dragon, Friday night at 8:15. On Saturday, September 20th, from 8 until 4 o'clock, the LCO Conservation Department is hosting a hunter safety program for those 12 and older, only $10. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We've got more with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North on Thursday morning. Joel and Gray jumping in here. You can hang with us or you can just say to yourself, you know what, I'll come back when Pat's go get your coffee. Whatever. We're good with either way. Gray, how are we doing?
Doing great. You kind of worried me. You said we were jumping in and my first thought was, ooh, are my feet cold? You ever do that? You jump down off of a step and your feet are, and it just hurts.
Yeah.
That's immediately what I thought of. Like, is this going to hurt my feet? And now I've explained this out loud so we can't take this back. What's up, Joel?
Feet falling asleep, too, is one of the more uncomfortable things. In the feet, like when your ankle falls asleep and you're afraid to step on it because you just think, well, I'm going to snap this thing right off.
Yeah, you got a rubber band below your ankle. Forget the firm structure that's supposed to be there. Also, I can tell this is absolutely what you meant to talk about today, Joel.
No, it isn't. But an arm falling asleep is great too, because when that happens to me, you feel, you know, we've all had it to the point where your arm falls asleep and you just can't even feel it. I mean, yep. Literally, it's like numb. And then it starts to tingle and starts to come back again. And it's uncomfortably just, you want to just go, but if I say that, my wife will go, what's wrong? Oh, my arm fell asleep. Well, you're whining about that? I gave birth to your child.
Making all weird, right? Noises about your arm falling
yeah.
asleep. Okay, before we re-rack this, Joel, I have to touch on one of my stupidest stories ever. It's quick.
Oh, boy.
I sleep on my arm. I don't know how that happened to be, but I literally lay on my arm a lot of the time. I've done it since I was a kid. As I've grown up and gotten a little heavier, it's had more consequences, so I don't do it as much. But one time I fell asleep on my arm, and I was half asleep when I realized that I couldn't feel anything from shoulder to fingertips. Now, again, it happens dozens of times, but it worried me, so I thought, I've got to get the blood back in my arm. Half asleep, the answer to that? Apparently, hold my hand up straight up in the air. That's obviously counterproductive, but I thought, hey, this must be the answer. Then I fell asleep with my hand straight up in the air, and slap myself in the face. And I needed to share that fact with you because that really happened to me. Every step of that.
Today's help tip, health tip rather, not brought to you by the Tamarack Health Hayward Medical Center. They have nothing to do with that. I guarantee you that.
No, that was all me, baby.
Yeah. So today, that was not on my topic list today. Today, I wanted to talk about something a little bit serious because I think you're pretty good at this stuff because you're younger than I am. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about, it's not political, but I just wanted to talk about online inaccuracies and why it is that people go online and they post deceptive things and they post headlines that make you want to click. Monetization is a part of that. But online web inaccuracies are a huge problem in our society right now because it's feeding people information that they think is true and it's not. And a lot of it is not.
Indeed. Or at the very least, it toys with your expectations in a way that I think does real harm. You did call it right, Joel. I think about this a lot, especially because these last couple months I've been disengaging from social media. And funny enough, I'll actually be talking about this exact thing on my afternoon show on our sister station later today on WHSM, because this is something that I've got that personal. A couple months ago, I started breaking up with all of my social media. And there's one that I've kind of had to hold on to a little bit, but I've also held it as far at arm's length as I can. And because of that, I'm looking at it so differently, and let me tell you, Snapchat is a wild place, a wild place. And again, I'm not getting political here. It's my opinion only. Snapchat is a dumpster fire, the likes of which I've never seen. Oh. I mean, it's a simple question. If what you see is based off of what other people like, what's going to rise to the top? We're human beings, so the answers are always the same. Sex, violence, political outrage. Right. All right, cool. So let's make rules where those are not allowed. Then what rises to the top? The answers are the same. They just get wrapped in these little wrappings that help them avoid their rules. So, like, you just go ahead and watch 10 random videos on Snapchat. Pick 10 random ones. What did you gain?
Yeah. And the power and money side of it is real, too, which is kind of a part of life in many, many different facets. But a lot of the reasons why people will post things online that are inaccurate or they just want to get you to click. They want to get you to click. They want, because clicks to many of them mean money, monetization, because if you have so many subscribers and so many clicks, Facebook will pay people, YouTube will pay people, other venues, TikTok and stuff, they'll pay people. So it's that they're inspired by money, number one.
Yep.
And a little bit of power, too, because if they can become a social media influencer, which is a phrase now, that's number two. And there are a lot of people, that's the only reason they do it is because they want you to click to make money. And that's why the headlines a lot of times will say, yada, 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 dot, 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 dot. It will not give you all the information. It'll give you just enough where you're like, oh, Brett Favre, what? And you click there.
Yeah.
They got their money. No matter what happens after that, you clicked, they got their money. And
one
that's
of the,
what it is.
Yeah, one of the earliest forms of it came early on YouTube, which really started to pick up around that 2010 range. I think YouTube's technically been around since like 05 or 07. But right around 2010, 11, 12, people realized that if you purposely include a typo in the title of your video, you'll be flooded with comments correcting that typo.
Yeah.
And that also led into another system where YouTube needs to find a way to very easily tell what the good videos are. How do I, as YouTube, tell what users are popular? Well, I count the number of comments. And I'll reward people who get a lot of comments because I want people to get a lot of comments. I want people to use my website. So I'll encourage those who get comments. So by doing it this way, I'm encouraging people who put typos and purposeful mistakes in their videos because of what that leads to. And I mean, that is just the very beginning of a complicated series of questions. What happens when you start rewarding people for inaccuracies and mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
We're about to find out one way or the other.
Yeah, and people will ask, well, what, you know, why do they tell the lies? Why we just told you, because of the monetization. And there's no penalty.
No.
It used to be, again, here I go, when I was young, but newspaper. I mean, newspaper, if you print something and it's not accurate, you have to print a disclaimer in there.
Yep.
You could even lose your job if it's an intentional inaccuracy. Online, You lose nothing.
Yeah, they
you
lost money, nothing. Joel. Bad newspapers lost money. Bad online articles get more views.
Yeah.
We need to redesign the system.
I mean, if you say the wrong things, Facebook might kick you off for a day or two. Yep. But in general, if it's just an inaccuracy, probably not. So I just wanted to mention that to people that there's a rhyme and a reason why people post information online. That's just, you're like, why are they doing that? Well, money, power.
Oh, and let your kid describe Snapchat to you. Then look for yourself.
More on the Buzz of the North. Pat Kreitlow is standing by. He's back. Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North here on a Thursday morning. Things cooling off a little bit. That was a warm 3 days we had. Goodness gracious, Greg.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was hot. It was hot. But cooling off a little bit now. Maybe the muskie will be jumping back out of the water again for you here. Joel here, Gray there. We do a little local segment here for those in the Hayward area. And we're covering topics this hour that aren't necessarily hyper-local focused, but things that I kind of have wanted to talk about. And I wanted to talk about a word that I think a lot of people have heard, but maybe don't understand what it is, and it's called algorithm.
Algorithms. All right?
That's something that until the internet came out, a lot of the social media sites, a lot of people, I don't even know if the word existed. It probably did in some form, I would guess, right?
Totally. Yes, it's actually a mathematical term.
There you go.
Algorithms generally refer to a specific set of predetermined instructions that help complete a process given a little table of data. You know, basically it's like, here's the algorithm, here's the data to feed into it, what are the results that you get? And it's really relevant because they can be used for all kinds of things. Nowadays, it's most relevant in social media. And what most people are talking about are the systems that every single social media site uses, which I think we have to say, they all do this. But every social media site wants you there as often and as long as possible. So they've got to ask the question, how do we keep you there and keep you coming back?
What do you like?
Yes, exactly. And that's the answer. We show you only what you like. Well, how do we determine what you like? Honestly, all we got to do is get you to agree to let us track what you do on our website, and then we set you loose. But I watch you, and I watch that when a video about football comes up, you'll spend 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes on that. When a political video comes up, you scroll right past it. Just those things that you're doing with your thumb on your Facebook feed, it's not just happening. It's being recorded, and it's being added to a profile for you. And no, I'm not talking about that page where you've got that picture from the 4th of July picnic. I'm talking about what Facebook uses as their description of you. You are a 42-year-old male who drives a Honda, who lives in northern Wisconsin, and who likes football, sushi, and talking about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
They figure that out about you like a dating profile, but they're better at it than you would be.
Yeah.
And then what they do is they say, cool, I've got 18 million users who are just about the same. And 17 million of them love these 10 topics too. So there's a pretty good chance you like these other topics based on what we know about you. And that process continues. And they'll keep doing it too. Now we think we know, but we're going to keep checking. And if you skip past some of it, we're going to rejigger it again.
And that whole philosophy, and people, when they hear what algorithm is, they may think, well, good, I'm going to see things that I want to see. You know, I like football, I'll see football. Okay, that's on the very top level. That's just the butter on top of the boiling water right there.
Yeah.
Because below that, what happens is, what I see is that people who have a certain belief in something get fed, that just keep getting fed, whether it's political or whether it's, I think the Vikings will win the Super Bowl, whatever it may be, all that keeps coming at them. And most people think that's what the world is saying and thinking, because that's all they're getting on their Facebook Reels or their YouTube. They don't see anything else. They see only what their algorithm is giving them, and it's a false sense of what the world is thinking.
And this isn't necessarily inherently political, but politics are one of the best examples. All of us saw people who spoke in a way that no longer makes sense last November. I saw plenty of people who very obviously didn't believe President Trump had any chance at the election. They were saying things like, there's just no way. There's no way he's popular enough. Well, the people who talk about who they like and the people who vote are not the same people. You know, the voting masses and the users of social media are not the same. So in a lot of cases, not all of them, but what ends up happening if you use social media enough and that website knows you well enough, it creates this beautiful little wall around you. And there are words for that, and they're accurate. Echo chamber, safe space. You are literally creating a bubble around yourself.
It tells you what you want to hear.
Yes, because Facebook has millions and millions of hours of proof that you'll spend more time there. And what do you think they do with that fact? Hey, users are spending more time on my website than ever before. Who do you think they're going to go to with that?
The advertisers.
You bet. You bet. Now, we were talking about newspapers before, and newspapers had this really cool side effect based on the medium itself. And that side effect was I could assume that what I read is as accurate as those people could manage. Why could I assume that? Because if it's not, that paper dies. Accuracy was the basis off of which they survived.
Exactly.
That's no longer true.
That's not true.
It's no longer true. Now, let's go back to the early 1980s when we threw away something that I believe in a lot, and I won't touch on it very heavily because I spent too much time. There used to be a rule that you had to present both sides of a story if you were going to do a news broadcast.
Exactly.
The second part of that rule was that you had to cover controversial topics. Imagine that. First of all, news has to cover controversial topics. We already got that one covered. But part two is you have to give time to the other side and you can't pretend they have no point. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, if I don't agree with you, you're not even supposed to believe you can talk to me.
There you go.
I don't care who you voted for. Somebody has told you that you can't even talk to them.
Yeah.
Who's them? Those are your countrymen. Yeah. Who's them?
Yeah.
What other are you talking? I'm them.
Yeah.
You're them.
And to give a very basic description, it was probably about 6 months ago, I was on Facebook Reels, and I saw a video of a proboscis monkey. Is that what they call that?
Proboscis.
So the big flappy nose.
Proboscis monkey.
And it grunts. It goes, and its nose flaps up in the air.
It's silly.
It's just so cute. So I saw one of those videos, and I was like, this is so funny. And I watched it probably three, four times.
And over.
I forwarded it to my wife and my son. I said, look at this. So for the next like 3-4 months, what do you think like every fifth video was on my Facebook Reels?
Monkeys.
It was that monkey.
The proboscis monkey.
It was the one. It was the only monkey that now exists in the world.
I'm picturing your algorithm. We finally got it. It's a monkey. Yeah. We know what he likes.
And I kept getting it. And after a while, I'm just like, I need to start just flipping by this. And
yep.
Eventually it'll go away. And you know what? If you flip by something you don't like, eventually it'll go away. I also got to, quickly before we wrap up, for some reason, I saw a wrestling video from Mexico that made me laugh. And I watched it, and you know what I was getting for a couple months?
Luchadors!
Mexican video wrestling videos. That was annoying. But that's what algorithms are, folks. So just be aware of it, all right?
There's something to grapple with.
It is. Be aware of it, because if you're on social media and you're not aware of it, it creates a false world. It really does. So thank you for being a part of our Thursday here, everybody. Pat Kreitlow is coming in next. More on the Buzz of the North. It is 7.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio is Chris Ruckdashel of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, and good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark. Always great to be here.
We're coming to the end of our summer season here in the Hayward Lakes area, and we're looking towards fall, and of course, that's when Fall Fest is going to be coming up here. Unlike the Muskie Fest, this is just a one-day event. So talk a little bit about Fall Fest and what we can expect.
Yeah, that's actually a great lead-in, Mark, because we kind of, you know, in the office, that is, we kind of consider it and kind of joke about it. It's like a one-day Muskie Fest in terms of scope.
Right.
I mean, we mix it up. It's a little bit different time of the year, of course, so it's not a carbon copy. But in terms of the structure, the scope, the footprint, all of that, it's very much similar to Muskie Fest. But as you note, it's that one day, again, Saturday, September 20th. We look forward to it each year. Just with the different activities, we try to put new wrinkles, new twists each year, and we feel we've got a few of those this year too. So I'll be touching on those. I want to touch on several things. I always like to start when talking about Fall Fest with our presenting sponsor, which is Northern Lakes Cooperative.
Sure.
And the co-op here has been actually a multi-year sponsor of this community event. So we're very thankful to them for their partnership. They've been great partners to work with. They always have a very nice display themselves. Things actually officially kick off, even though Fall Fest itself is on the Saturday, our downtown businesses, we ask the city of Hayward each year for permission to have sidewalk sales for our downtown businesses.
Yeah.
That's been granted again, that permission. We thank the city of Hayward council for that. And those sidewalk sales can start on Friday actually already. On the 19th, and they actually go through Sunday the 21st. But things really start in earnest again. Saturday morning, 9 a.m., we'll be ready. The Fall Fest will be off and running. You know, that's after our, you know, 5 a.m. setup time. We take several hours. It's amazing how an entire tent city goes up in such a short period of time and in such a condensed space. You've been there, Mark. You know what that looks like. But we're going to start things off. There'll be the traditional handmade art and craft booths and the food trucks that'll be lining up and down Main Street and some of the side streets, because we're very excited. Once again, the past several years, we've also had the Hayward Farmers Market there. They're going to be on 2nd Street, so everybody want to be sure to check them out. We will have our beer and brat tent on Main Street right in that first intersection near the main stage, which the main stage, by the way, is presented by Deerfoot Lodge and Resort. So we will have our beer and brat tent. When I say we, our chamber, ourselves put that on, and also thanks to our sponsor there, which is Nelson Lumber and Florida Ceiling. But that'll be there in that first intersection. Come and get your beer and brats, soda, water, whatever. Yep. We'll have refreshments there, but then we'll also have that selection of food trucks in the food court area there. And then, of course, you know what, if none of those match your palate for that given day, we've got our downtown businesses, downtown restaurants, place to grab things. So food is going to be aplenty during Fall Fest, as it should.
And who do you have on the stage for entertainment that day?
Yeah, well, I'm going through the schedule right now. We're actually very excited. You know, folks will recognize Sean and Ian Okamoto. Oh, yes. They almost need no introduction in these parts.
Yeah.
They're going to be on the stage to start with at 10 o'clock. They're actually playing from 10 to 1. From 2 to 5 on the stage, we have a new band we haven't had before. We're very excited about them and the scouting that we've done. They're called Fiddle and Flannels.
Oh,
this is a younger group that is played. They're from the Twin Cities area. They played much of Minnesota, including the Minnesota State Fair.
All right.
So we're really looking forward to them as well, following, you know, Sean and Ian that will be, you know, starting in the morning. We do want to thank for the music itself, Angler's Bar and Grill. That is our sponsor of the music itself. Once again, it's going to be in the Deerfoot Lodge and Resort main stage.
Sure.
Staying on the music theme, though, also, Mark, is we're going to have the Pinery Boys as roaming musicians, you could say, that roaming, strolling, whatever you want to say, around the entire grounds of Fall Fest. We actually had them there last year. We got some great feedback. We thought it was a really nice touch, really added to the atmosphere. We're going to have an Apple Slingshot going on this year. That's one of those new twists that I'm talking about. We thank Franz and Bank for allowing us to use their green lot for that.
Okay.
There'll be kids pumpkin decorating. There'll be face painting and balloon twisting. We're going to have a scarecrow contest, which local businesses or individuals can enter.
Sure.
Can submit an entry into that. And we're going to have a kind of a variation on bobbing for apples as well. So all of that's going to be very exciting.
So in addition to that, you also have your annual banquet that the chamber puts on and supports the area businesses and, of course, the chamber. When is that, and what's on the docket for that event?
Yep, it's coming up on Thursday, November 6th. So we're looking ahead a little bit there. It's going to be at the Steakhouse and Lodge, who always does a wonderful job the years that they host that.
Yep.
That's going to be, it's an invitation to all of our chamber members. There is a limit seating space wise, so we do encourage folks to RSVP early for that. And we give out awards in various categories that include large business of the year, small business of the year, new business or new business ownership of the year. We also want to honor the outstanding employee director of manager of the year for a for-profit business as well as for a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
We honor the Service Organization of the Year, and then another big one, especially in a community like ours, is the Volunteer of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking forward to honoring all of those folks there.
And all of this will be on the website.
Actually, we'll be on the website as we get closer. We do send out information to our members as well via e-blast on this information, too.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, usually a couple of different times, just to make sure everyone's tracking on it real well.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Well, Chris, as we get closer to maybe that annual dinner date, and we didn't mention the holiday raffle, but we can talk more about that the next time you come in here, because we'll be closer to the holiday season and have that information out there.
Yep, it'll be prime season.
Thanks, Chris, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.